son si o se o si mon li e e e e e e e e Yeah.
I Σωτεώσω πετήρου παντοκρατούρ, περνγιέτρε, εν ει νομά, أيها الرب لها القوة كن معنا، ليس لنا معين في شدائدنا وضيقاتنا سواك. يا رب اجعلنا مستحقين نقول بشكر أبانا الذي في السماوات. أمين هللويا كليا لا يسون Ti avos in gemoisis nem nin shirim pis tayodi in tem shois Fai pipa non ti tinati o unaf non ti mbaionti na chas. Hansod bin Anavatis and Tristantis of Galkum Henefium and Shari Abom Seri Ego Jemu Abom Seri Evichik Emeriti and Oni. The Coenam choice Yachiwa Unken Ogum Tajigan Owenam Penalty Statstakin Gaji. Evolentem bi ibn man te begin phone of oherat finjepi ma o avichis in jene ma o em fritien o somft avichos in jene gon enet miti em fiom avgos gar in jebi gajtin at shogin tata ho enta vo enan shogin ta etsi un ta epsi shin ta fote fintasi vinti da jiger shois ako ormen bek ibn ma avo psu in jefi om avo omsa vasit em vritin o tant khinan mo evosh And so then take on we name vola of umku in jeb kahi akchmun kagov klaus can om with me. And take non tiev man and turn if on we knock. Tut av is mo un genier gemon ent idom ni argument mo avodis tem bitavecitum. And if I shine to the phone, Maru, shot of gene in Jebbet Klaus, a choice, shot of gene in Jebbet Klaus, and talk to you at fourth.
Yeah.
من سفر التثنية لموسى النبي بركته المقدسة تكون معنا أمين. انصتي أيتها السماوات فأتكلم ولتسمع الأرض أقوال فمي. يهطل كالمطر تعليمي ويقطر كالندى كلامي، كالطل على الكلأ وكالوابل على العشب. For I proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God. هو الصخر الكامل صنيعه، إن جميع سبله عدل، إله أمانة لا جور فيه، صديق وعادل هو. They have corrupted themselves, they are not his children. Because of their blemish, a perverse and crooked generation. Do you thus deal with the Lord, O foolish and unwise people? Is he not your father? Who bought you? Has he not made you and established you? اذكر أيام القدم وتأملوا سني دور فدور. اسأل أباك فيخبرك وشيوخك فيقولون لك. حين قسم العلي للأمم، حين فرق بني آدم، نصب تخوما لشعوب حسب عدد بني إسرائيل. For the Lord's portion is his people, Jacob is the place of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the wasteland, a howling wilderness. He encircled him. He instructed him. He kept him at the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings. هكذا الرب وحده اقتاده وليس معه إله أجنبي. أركبه على مرتفعات الأرض فأكل ثمار الصحراء وأرضعه عسلا من حجر وزيتا من صوان الصخر. Curds from the cattle and milk of the flock with fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan and goats with the choicest wheat. And you drank wine the blood of the grapes. فسمن يشورون ورفس سمنت وغلظت واكتسيت شحما فرفض الإله الذي عمله وغبي عن صخرة خلاصه. أغاروه بالأجانب وأغادوه بالأرجاس. ذبحوا لأوثان ليست الله، لآلهة لم يعرفوها أحداث قد جاءت من قريب لم يرهبها أباؤكم. Of the rock who begot you, you are unmindful and have forgotten the God who fathered you. Now when the Lord saw it, he spurned them because of the provocation of his sons and his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end will be, for they are a perverse generation, children in whom is no faith. هم أغاروني بما ليس إلهًا، أغاذوني بأباطيلهم، فأنا أغيرهم بما ليس شعبًا، بأمة غبية أغيظهم. إنه قد اشتعلت نار بغضبي، فتتقد إلى الهاوية السفلى وتأكل الأرض وغلتها. تحرق أسس الجبال. I will heap disasters on them. I will spend my arrows on them. They shall be wasted with hunger, devoured by pestilence and bitter destruction. I will also send against them the teeth of beasts with the poison of the serpents of the dust. The sword shall destroy outside. There shall be terror within, for the young man and virgin, the nursing child with the man of gray hairs. I would have said, I will dash them into pieces. I will make the memory of them to cease from among men. لو لم أخف من إغاظة العدو من أن ينكر أضدادهم من أن يقولوا يدنا ارتفعت وليس الرب فعل كل هذه. إنهم أمة عديمة الرأي ولا بصيرة فيهم، لو عقلوا لفطنوا بهذه وتأملوا آخرتهم. كيف يطرد واحد ألفا ويهزم اثنين ربوة لولا أن صخرهم باعهم والرب سلمهم؟ For their rock is not like our rock, even our enemies themselves being judged. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall. Their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of serpents and the cruel venom of cobras. Is this not laid up in store with me, sealed up among my treasures? لي النقمة والجزاء في وقت تزل أقدامهم. إن يوم هلاكهم قريب والمهيئان لهم مسرعة. لأن الرب يدين شعبه على عبيده يشفق. حين يرى أن اليد قد مضت ولم يبقى محجوز ولا مطلق، يقول أين آلهتهم الصخرة التي التجأوا إليها؟ Who ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings? Let them rise and help you and be your refuge. Now see that I, even I, am He, and there is no God besides me. I kill and I make alive, I wound and I heal, nor is there any who can deliver from my hand. For I raise my hand to heaven and say, as I live forever. إذا سننت سيفي البارك وأمسكت بالقضاء، أمسكت بالقضاء يدي، أرد نقمة على أضدادي وأجازي مبغضية. أسكر سهامي بدم ويأكل سيفي لحما بدم القتلى السبايا ومن رؤوس قواد العدو. Rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants and render vengeance to his adversaries. He will provide atonement for his land and his people. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
A reading from Samuel the prophet. May his holy blessing be with us all, amen. And Anna prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. No one is holy like the Lord, for there is none besides you, nor is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so very proudly. Let no arrogance come from your mouth. For the Lord is the God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighted. The bow of the mighty men are broken, and those who stumbled are girded with strength. Those who were full have hired themselves out for bread, and the hungry have ceased to hunger. Even the barren has borne seven, and she who has many children has become feeble. The Lord kills and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and brings up. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and lifts up. He raised the poor from the dust and lifted the beggar from the ash heap, to set them among princes and make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. He will guard the feet of his saints, but the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength no man shall prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken in pieces. From heaven he will thunder against them. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give thanks to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and into the age of all ages. Amen.
A reading from Habakkuk the prophet. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. O Lord, I have heard your speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy. God came from Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. Selah, his glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. His brightness was like the light. He had rays flashing from his hand, and there his power was hidden. Before him went pestilence, and fever followed at his feet. He stood and measured the earth. He looked and startled the nations, and the everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills bowed. His ways are everlasting. I saw the tents of Cushan in affliction. The curtains of the land of Midian trembled. O Lord, were you displeased with the rivers? Was your anger against the rivers? Was your wrath against the sea? That you rode on your horses, your chariots of salvation? Your bow was made quite ready. Oaths were sworn over your arrows. Selah, you divided the earth with rivers. The mountains saw you and trembled. The overflowing of the water passed by. The deep uttered its voice and lifted its hands on high. The sun and moon stood still in their habitation. At the light of your arrows they went, at the shining of your glittering spear. You marched through the land in indignation. You trampled the nations in anger. You went forth for the salvation of your people, for salvation with your anointed. You struck the head from the house of the wicked by laying bare from foundation to neck, Selah. You thrust through with his own arrows the head of his villages. They came out like a whirlwind to scatter me. Their rejoicing was like feasting on the poor in secret. You walked through the sea with your horses through the heap of great waters. When I heard, my body trembled. My lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he comes up to the people, he will invade them with his troops. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and he will make me walk on my high hills to the chief musician with my stringed instruments. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
هنا النبوة دي بتقول بالرغم من انه التين لا يزهر ما فيش حمل في الكروم وفي الزيتون والحقول لا تصنع طعاما وينقطع الغنم من الحظيرة. However, إني أبتهج بالرب وأفرح بإله خلاص. يعني مش هتفرق معايا الحاجات المادية ديت، كفاية خلاص الرب ليا. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord and I will joy in God, in the God of my salvation. Next.
A reading from Jonah the prophet. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the fish's belly, and he said, I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. For you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the flood surrounded me. All your billows and your waves passed over me. Then I said, I have been cast out of your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. The waters surrounded me even to my soul. The deep closed around me. Weeds were wrapped around my head. I went down to the moorings of the mountains. The earth with its bars closed behind me forever. Yet you have brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer went up to you into your holy temple. Those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. So the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and ever.
Just to remind you, my beloved, concentrate on every prayer of these prayers, of every part of these readings, there is tribulation, there is difficulty, there is death, but at the end you will find the solution. So as we said in the last prophecy, Hena Bardo, Yunan was in trouble in the whale, but the Lord saved him. So the Lord spoke to the fish and it vomited Jonah out into dry. All the readings are on one topic. Those who face difficulty but were saved at the end. They were resembling the Lord Jesus Christ who was in the tomb. Now we are with Jesus Christ in the tomb on the altar. But we are awaiting for the resurrection. That's why always we have hope in God even when we face any tribulation. Next, please.
A reading from Isaiah the prophet. May his holy blessings be with us, Solomon. I said, in the prime of my life, I shall go to the gates of Sheol. I am deprived of the remainder of my years. I said, I shall not see Yah, the Lord, in the land of the living. I shall observe men no more among the inhabitants of the world. My lifespan is gone, taken from me like a shepherd's tent. I have cut off my life like a weaver. He cuts me off from the loom. From day until night, you make an end of me. I have considered until morning like a lion, so he breaks all my bones. From day until night, you make an end of me. Like a crane or a swallow, so I chattered. I mourned like a dove. My eyes fail from looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake me. What shall I say? He has both spoken to me, and he himself has done it. I shall walk carefully all my years in the bitterness of my soul. O Lord, by these things men live. And in all these things, in this is the spirit of my is the life of my spirit. So you will restore me and make me live. Indeed, it was for my own peace that I had great bitterness, but you have lovingly delivered my soul from the pit of corruption. For you have cast all my sins behind your back. For Sheol cannot thank you, death cannot praise you. Those who go down to the pit cannot hope for your truth. The living man, he shall praise you, as I do this day. The Father shall make known your truth to the children. The Lord was ready to save me. Therefore, we will sing my songs with stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and unto the age of all ages. Amen.
A reading. من صلاة منسى بركاته المقدسة تكون معنا أمين. أيها الرب الضابط الكل إله أبائنا إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب ونسلهم الصديق. يا صانع السماء والأرض وكل عالمهما. يا من قيدت البحر بكلمة أمرك. يا من قفلت اللجة وختمتها باسمك المرهوب المجيد. يا من يرهب الكل ويرتعد من وجه قدرته. لأن عظم جلال مجدك لا يحتمل. وسخطك بالوعيد على الخطاة لا قوام له ورحمة موعدك لا تحصى ولا يستقصى أثرها لأنك أنت الرب العلي المتحنن طويل الأناة جزيل الرحمة والتواب على مساوئ الناس أنت يا رب على حسب كثرة صلاحك وعدت بالتوبة والغفران المخطئين إليك وبكثرة زفتك حددت توبة للخطاة للخلاص فأنت يا رب إله قوات لم تضع التوبة للصديقين لإبراهيم وأسحاق ويعقوب الذين لم يخطئوا إليه بل وضعت التوبة لي أنا الخاطئ فأني قد أخطأت أكثر من عدد الرمل البحر قد تكاثرت أثامي يا رب قد تكاثرت أثامي ولست أنا بأهل أن أتفرس وأنظر علو السماء من كثرة ظلمي وأنا منحن بكثرة قيود الحديد لألا أرفع رأسي وليست لي راحة لأني أغضبت غضبك والشر قدامك صنعت إذ لم أصنع مشيئتك ولا حفظت أوامرك فالآن أحني ركبة قلبي مبتهلا إلى صلاحك أخطأت يا رب أخطأت وبأثامي أنا عارف لكنني أسألك متضرعا اغفر لي يا رب اغفر لي ولا تهلكني بأثامي ولا إلى الأبد تحقد علي حافظا علي شروري ولا تزجني في أسافل الأرض لأنك أنت هو الله إله التائبين وفي توضح كل صلاحك لأني أنا غير مستحق فتخلصني على حسب كثرة رحمتك وسبحك كل حين جميع أيام حياتي لأن إياك تسبح كل قوات السماوات ولك المجد إلى ظهر الداهرين أمين مجد لثالوث الأقدس إله
A reading from Isaiah the prophet. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. With my soul, I have desired you in the night. Yes, by my spirit within me, I will seek you early. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let grace be known to the wicked, yet he will not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness, he will deal unjustly and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Lord, when your hand is lifted up, they will not see. But they will see and be ashamed for their envy of people. Yes, the fire of your enemies shall devour them. Lord, you will establish peace for us, for you have also done all our works in us. Our Lord, O Lord our God, masters beside you have had dominion over us, but by you only we make mention of your name. They are dead, they will not live. They are deceased, they will not rise. Therefore you have punished and destroyed them, and made all their memory to perish. You have increased the nation, O Lord. You have increased the nation. You are glorified. You have expanded all the borders of the land. Lord, in trouble they have visited you. They poured out a prayer when your chastening was upon them. As a woman with child is in pain and cries out in her pangs, when she draws near the time of her delivery, so have we been in your sight, O Lord. We have been with child. We have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not accomplished any deliverance in the earth, nor have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Your dead shall live, together with my dead body they shall arise. Awake and sing, you who dwell in dust, for your dew is like the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter your chambers and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation is past. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and unto the age of all ages. Amen.
A reading from Isaiah the prophet. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name. For you have done wonderful things. Your counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. For you have made a city a ruin, a fortified city a ruin, a palace of foreigners to be a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore the strong people will glorify you. The city of the terrible nations will fear you. For you have been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shade from the heat, for the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. You will reduce the noise of aliens as heat in a dry place, as heat in the shadow of a cloud. The song of the terrible ones will be diminished. And in this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of choice pieces, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of well-refined wines on the lees. And he will destroy on the mountain the surface of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. And it will be said in that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For on this mountain, the hand of the Lord will rest, and Moab shall be trampled down under him, as straw is trampled down for the refuse heap. And he will spread out his hands in the midst as a swimmer reaches out to swim, and he will bring down their pride together with the trickery of their hands. The fortress of the high fort of your walls he will bring down, lay low, and bring to the ground, down to the dust. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and unto the ages of ages. Amen.
من إشعياء النبي بركة القدس تكون معنا أمين. في ذلك اليوم يغنى بهذه الأغنية في أرض يهوذا: لنا مدينة قوية يجعل الخلاص أسوارا ومدرسة. افتحوا الأبواب لتدخل الأمة البارة الحافظة الأمانة. زرائي الممكن تحفظه سالما سالما لأنه عليك متوكل. توكلوا على الرب إلى الأبد لأن فيها الرب صخر الدهور. لأنه يخفض سكان العلاء يضع القرية المرتفعة. يضعها إلى الأرض يلصقها بالتراب. تدوسها الرجل البائس أقدام المساكين. طريق الصديق استقامة. تمهد أيها المستقيم سبيل الصديق. ففي طريق أحكامك يا رب انتظرناك إلى اسمك وإلى ذكرك شهوة النفس. بنفسي اشتهيتك في الليل أيضا بروحي في داخلي إليك أبتكر. لأنه حينما تكون أحكامك في الأرض يتعلم سكان المسكون العدل. مجدا للثلث القدوس. سلام.
من مراثي أرميا نبي بركة المقدس تكون معنا أمين. سقط إكليل رأسنا، ويل لنا لأننا قد أخطأنا، ومن أجل هذا حزن قلبنا، من أجل هذا اظلمت عيوننا. من أجل جبل صهيون الخرب الثعالب ماشية فيه، أنت يا رب إلى الأبد تجلس، كرسيك إلى دور فدور. لماذا تنسانا إلى الأبد وتتركنا طول الأيام؟ ارددنا يا رب إليك فنرتد، جدد أيامنا كالقديم. هل كل الرفض رفضتنا؟ هل غضبت علينا جدا؟ مجدا للثلث القدوس إلهنا.
من بروح بركاته المقدسة تكون معنا أمين. فالآن أيها الرب إله إسرائيل الذي أخرج شعبه من أرض مصر بيد قديرة وبآيات ومعجزات وقوة عظيمة ودراع مبسوطة وأقام له اسما كما في هذا اليوم، إنا خطئنا ونفقنا وأثمنا أيها الرب إلهنا في جميع رسوم، لينصرف غضبك عنا، فقد بقينا نفرا قليلا في الأمم الذين شتتنا بينهم. اسمع يا رب صلاتنا وتضرعنا وأنقذنا لأجلك، وأنلنا حظوة أمام وجوه الذين أجلونا، لكي تعرف الأرض بأسرها أنك أنت الرب إلهنا، وأنه باسمك دعى إسرائيل وعشائره. مجدا للثلث القدوس إلى أن يبدأ.
Reading from First Kings, may its holy blessings be with us all. Amen. And it came to pass at that time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord God, and that you have turned their hearts back to you again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. Now when all people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and to ages.
First Chronicles, may its holy blessings be with us. Amen. Therefore David blessed the Lord before all the assembly, and David said, Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and unto the age of all ages.
A reading from 1 Kings, may its holy blessings be with us. Amen. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the assembly of Israel and spread out his hands toward heaven. And he said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God in heaven above or on earth below like you, who keep your covenant and mercy with your servants, who walk before you with all their hearts. You have kept what you promised your servant David, my father. You have both spoken with your mouth and fulfilled it with your hand, as it is this day. Therefore, Lord God of Israel, now keep what you promised your servant David, my father, saying, you shall not fail to have a man sit before me on the throne of Israel. Only if your sons take heed to their way, that they walk before me as you have walked before me. And now I pray, O God of Israel, let your word come true, which you have spoken to your servant David, my father. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you. How much less this temple which I have built? Yet regard the prayer of your servant and his supplications. O Lord, my God, and listen to the cry and the prayer which your servant is praying before you today, that your eyes may be open toward this temple night and day, toward the place of which you said, my name shall be there, that you may hear the prayer which your servant makes toward this place. And may you hear the supplication of your servant and your people Israel when they pray toward this place, here in heaven, your dwelling place, and when you hear, forgive. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and to the age of ages. Amen.
A reading from Daniel the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. And I prayed to the Lord my God, and made confession and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him, and with those who keep his commandments, we have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and your judgments. Neither have we heeded your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings and our princes, to our fathers and all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but to us shame of face, as it is this day to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, those near and those far off in all the countries to which you have driven them, because of the unfaithfulness which they have committed against you. O Lord, to us belongs shame of face, to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. Yes, all Israel has transgressed your law and has departed so as not to obey your voice. Therefore, the curse and the oath written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us because we have sinned against him. And he has confirmed his words, which he spoke against us and against our judges who judged us, by bringing upon us a great disaster. For under the whole heaven such has never been done as what has been done to Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come upon us. Yet we have not made our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth. Therefore the Lord has kept the disaster in mind and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all the works which he does, though we have not obeyed his voice. And now, O Lord our God, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and made yourself a name, as it is this day, we have sinned. We have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all your righteousness, I pray, let your anger and your fury be turned away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people are a reproach to all those around us. Now, therefore, our God, hear the prayer of your servant and his supplications, and for the Lord's sake, cause your face to shine on your sanctuary, which is desolate. O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations and the city which is called by your name, for we do not present our supplications before you because of our righteous deeds, but because of your great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay for your own sake, my God, for your city and your people are called by your name. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
A reading from Daniel the prophet. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and its width 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. And King Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather together the satraps and the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up.
So the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces gathered together for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up.
اللي بنقوله ده بنعيد التمثال الذي صنعه او عمله نبوخذنصر كاننا بنقول له يعني ولا مؤاخذه يعني خبتك عامل تمثال عشان الناس تعبدك وتسجد لك يعني ده ما ينفعش كمل
And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. So at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the horn, flute, harp, and lyre in symphony with all kinds of music, all the people, nations, and languages fell down and worshiped the gold image. Which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery in symphony with all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the gold image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Now, if you are ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery in symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury. An expression on his face changed towards Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And they were walking in the midst of the flame, praising God and blessing the Lord. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
A reading from Daniel, the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Then Azariah, while standing, prayed in his manner and opening his mouth in the midst of the fire, he said, Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our fathers, and your name is praiseworthy and glorious for all ages. For you are just in all the things that you have accomplished for us, and all your works are true, and your ways are right, and all your judgments are true. For you have made equally true judgments in all the things that you have brought upon us and upon Jerusalem, the holy city of our fathers. For in truth and in judgment, you have brought down all these things because of our sins. For we have sinned and we have committed iniquity in withdrawing from you, and we have offended in all things. And we have not listened to your precepts, nor have we observed or done as you have ordered us, so that it might go well with us. Therefore, everything that you have brought upon us and all that you have done for us, you have done in true judgment. And you have delivered us into the hands of our enemies, traitors, unjust and most wicked, and to a king unjust and most wicked, even more so than all the others on earth. And now we are not able to open our mouths. We have become a shame and a disgrace to our servants and to those who worship you. Do not hand us over forever. We ask you because of your name, do not abolish your covenant. And do not withdraw your mercy from us because of Abraham, your beloved, and Isaac, your servant, and Israel, your holy one. You have spoken with them, promising that you would multiply their offspring like the stars of heaven and like the sand of the seashore. For we, our Lord, are diminished more than all other peoples, and we are brought low throughout all the earth this day because of our sins. Neither is there at this time a leader or a ruler or a prophet, nor any holocaust or sacrifice or oblation or incense or place of first fruits in your eyes, so that we may be able to find our mercy. Nevertheless, with a contrite soul and a humble spirit, let us be accepted, just as in the holocaust of the rams and bullocks and in the thousands of fat lambs, so let our sacrifice be in your sight this day in order to please you, for there is no shame for those who trust in you. And now we follow you wholeheartedly, and we fear you, and we seek your face. Do not put us to shame, but deal with us in agreement with your clemency and according to the multitude of your mercies, and rescue us by your wonders and give glory to your name. And let all those be confounded who lead your servants towards confounded by all your power, and may their strength be crushed, and may they know that you are the Lord and the only God and glorious above the world. And they did not cease, those attendants of the king who had cast them in to heat the furnace with oil and flax and pitch and brush, And the flame streamed forth above the furnace for 49 cubits. And the fire erupted and burned those of the Chaldeans within the reach of the near the furnace. But the angel of the Lord descended with Azarias and his companions into the furnace, and he cast the flame of fire out of the furnace. And he made in the middle of the furnace like blowing of a damp wind, and the fire did not touch them, nor afflict them, nor bother them at all. Then these three, as if with one voice, praised and glorified and blessed God in the furnace, saying,
Is Moab choice, ni Angelus Tirun David choice, O Seraph Ari, who O Chas Shani Yene. Bless the Lord, oh you are so Lord. Is Moab Shoes be a Kerum Nempi Kalma, who said of Adi, who O Chas Shani Yene? Evlogite Pantata Elam. Moab choice ni utirim ni ni fi ho seruf ari hu o chas shani yene. El Moab choice bi o oinirim bi kaki ho seruf ari hu o chas shani yene. Is Moab Shoes be Pachanin and be she on O Seraph Ari who O Chas Shani Yene? Evlogite pantata erga kirieton koirion imnite broskate epton Jesus onas mon web choice pikagi tir poserop arimu onchas shaniene. El moeb shoes ni kiru tri ti genu amib kangi o zeruf ani hu o chans chani en evlogi. Unas bless the Lord. El moeb shoes ni amayon emni aro zero fari muchas chani ene. Bless the Lord. Moeb shoes ni lalat yitirun tedve o zeruf ani muchas shani ene. El moeb shoes ni shirin teni romi osh emeb shoes o zeruf ani muchas shani ene. Is more choice, me a weeping David choice, was there of any good chance, Johnny and him. No get him, Pantanta. El moeb shoes ni ibnam manim nimsi kindeni ethni o seruf ani hu o chas shani yene. Gite pantata erga kirietun kirion innite aftun yetun se onas. Moeb shoes ananias azarias misail kedaniir o seruf ani o chas shani yene. بارك الرب يا جميع أعمال الرب سبحيم بارك الرب يا طول السماوات سبح بارك الرب يا جامع ملكة الرب سبح فهو المسبح بارك الرب يا جميع المياه التي فوق السماء سبح بارك الرب يا جميع قوات الرب سبح بارك الرب أيتها الشمس والقمر سبح فهو
Bless the Lord, all you reign and do praise Him. And bless the Lord, you clouds and winds. Refine Him and exalt Him in mirrors. Bless the Lord, all your spirit, Him and on Him. Bless the Lord, O fire and heat, praise Him and on Him. Bless the Lord, O cold and heat. Exalted above the ages, His mercy is for. Bless the Lord, O yield and winds. Bless the Lord, you nights and days. Bless the Lord, O light and darkness, praise Him, exalt Him above all forever. For He is praised, glorified, and exalted above the ages, His mercy is forever. Bless the Lord, O frost and cold. Bless the Lord, O snow and ice. Bless the Lord, O lightning and clouds. Praise Him. Therefore He is praised, glorified, and exalted above the ages. His mercy is forever. Bless the Lord, all the earth. Bless the Lord, you mountain and hills. Bless the Lord, all you things that spring up on the earth. Him and on Him above forever. For He is praised, glorified, and exalted above the ages. Forever. Bless the Lord, O you fountains. Bless the Lord, you seas and the rivers. Bless the Lord, you world, all that moved in the waters. Forever, for He is praised, glorified, and exalted above the ages. His mercy is forever. Bless the Lord, all you birds of sky. Bless the Lord, all you wild beasts and cattle. Bless the Lord, you sons of men, worship the Lord. Above all forever. For He from the ages, his mercy is forever. Bless the Lord, O Israel. Bless the Lord, O you priest of the Lord. Forever. Bless the Lord, O you servant of the Lord. Bless the Lord, you spirit and soul of the dust. Forever. Bless the Lord, you holy and humble of heart. Forever. These prayers glorified and exalted above the ages. And forever is Moab Shaw.
Oh. and exalt him above all. Come to us, O three children, whom Christ our God has lifted, and from the devil has delivered. Praise him and exalt him above all. And exalt him above all. Gather now and persevere, and proclaim with that peace. Bless the Lord, all his works praise him, and exalt him above all.
Yes,
our Savior, for he is God of our fathers, praise him and exalt him above all. Glorify the Lord, O crowds and winds, together with the souls and the spirit, O you cold and fire and heat, praise him and exalt him above all. exalt him above all, and we also seeing them, let us say with all these things, bless the Lord, all your birthdays him, and exalt him above all.
Pedro.
The king Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, "Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?" They answered and said to the king, "True, O king." "Look," he answered, "I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." The Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, "Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire, and the satraps, administrators, governors, and the king's counselors gathered together, and they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of the fire was not on them. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servant, who trusted in him, and they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies, and they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there's no other God who can deliver like this." Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and to the ages of all ages. Amen.
فصل من بشارة الإنجيل معلمنا لوك البشير بركاته علينا أمين. فقالت مريم: تعظم نفسي الرب وتبتهج روحي بالله مخلصي، لأنه نظر إلى اتضاع أمته، فهوذا منذ الآن جميع الأجيال تطوبني، لأن القدير صنع بي عظائم واسمه قدوس، ورحمته إلى جيل الأجيال الذين يتقونه. صنع قوة بذراعيه، شتت المستكبرين بفكر قلوبهم، أنزل الأعزاء عن الكراسي ورفع المتضعين، أشبع الجياع خيرات وصرف الأغنياء فارغين، عدد إسرائيل فتاة ليذكر رحمة، كما كلم أباء لإبراهيم ونسله إلى الأبد والمجد لا يدام.
بشارة معلمنا لوقا البشير بركاته عليه أمين. مبارك الرب إلى إسرائيل أنه افتقد وصنع فداء لشعبه، وأقام لنا قرن خلاص في بيت داود فتاة، كما تكلم بفم أنباء القديسين الذين هم منذ الدهر خلاص من أعدائنا ومن أيدي جميع مبغضينا، ليصنع رحمة مع أبائنا ويذكر عهده المقدس، القسم الذي حلف لإبراهيم أبينا أن يعطينا أننا بلا خوف منقذين من أيدي أعدائنا نعبده بقداسة وبر قدامه جميع أيام حياتنا. وأنت أيها الصبي نبي الله العلي تدعى لأنك تتقدم أمام وجه الرب لتعد طرقه، لتعطي شعبه معرفة الخلاص بمغفرة خطاياهم بأحشاء رحمة إلهنا التي بها افتقدنا المشرق من العلاء، ليضيء على الجالسين في الظلمة وظلال الموت، لكي يهدي أقدامنا في طريق السلام والمجد لله دائما أمين.
أيضا من بشارة الإنجيل ومعلمنا الأخ البشير بركاته على جميعنا أمين. الآن تطلق عبدك يا سيدي حسب قولك بسلام، لأن عيناي قد أبصرت خلاصك الذي أعددته قدام جميع الشعوب، نور إعلان الأمم ومجد لشعبك إسرائيل، والمجد لله دائما.
من دانيال النبي بركاته المقدسة تكون معنا أمين. وكان في بابل رجل اسمه يواقيم، وكان متزوجا امرأة اسمها سوسنة ابنة حلقية، جميلة جدا ومرتقية للرب، وكان أبواها صديقين، فأتبع ابنتهما على حسب شريعة موسى. وكان يواقيم غنيا جدا، وكانت له حديقة تلي داره، وكان اليهود يجتمعون إليه لأنه كان أوجههم جميعا.
And the two elders
and the two older judges had been appointed among the people that hear, about whom the Lord has said iniquity has come out of Babylon from the elder judges who seem to govern the people. These frequented the house of Joachim, and all came to them who had need of judgment. But when the people departed at noontime, Susanna went in and walked around in her husband's orchard. And the elders saw her entering and walking around every day, and they were inflamed with desire towards her, and they perverted their reason and turned away their eyes, so that they would not look to heaven nor call to mind judgments. And so they were both wounded by the love of her, yet they did not reveal their grief to one another, for they were ashamed to reveal to each other their desire, wanting to lie with her. And so they watched carefully every day to see her. And one said to the other, "Let us go home, for it is lunchtime." And going out, they departed one from another. And returning again, they came to the same place, and each asking the other the reason, they admitted their desire, and then they agreed to set a time when they would be able to find her alone. But it happened, while they watched for an opportune day, that she entered at the particular time, just as yesterday and the day before, with only two maids, and she wanted to wash in the orchard because it was so hot, and there was no one there except the two elders in hiding, and they were studying her. And so she said to the maids, "Bring me oil and anointment, and shut the doors of the orchard so that I may wash." And they did as she ordered them, and they shut the doors of the orchard and left through a back door to fetch what she required. And they did not know that the elders were hiding within. But when the maids had departed, the two elders arose and hurried to her, and they said, "Behold, the doors of the orchard are closed, and no one can see us. And we are in desire for you. Because of these things, consent to us and lie with us. But if you would not, we will bear witness against you that a young man was with you, and for this reason you sent your maids away from you." Susanna sighed and said, "I am closed in on every side, for if I do this thing, it is death to me. Yet if I do not do it, I will not escape your hands. But it is better for me to fall unavoidably into your hands than to sin in the sight of the Lord." And Susanna cried out with a loud voice, but the elders also cried out against her. And one of them hurried to the door of the orchard and opened it. And so when the servants of the house heard the outcry in the orchard, they rushed in by the back door to see what was happening. But after the old man had spoken, the servants were greatly ashamed, for there had never been anything of this kind said about Susanna. And it happened on the next day, when the people came to Joachim, her husband, that the two appointed elders also came, full of wicked plans against Susanna, in order to put her to death. And they said before the people, "Send for Susanna, daughter of Hilkiah, the wife of Joachim." And immediately they sent for her. And she arrived with her parents and sons and all her relatives. Moreover, Susanna was exceedingly delicate and beautiful in appearance. But those wicked ones commanded that her face should be uncovered, so that at least they might be satisfied with her beauty. Therefore, her own and all who knew her wept. Yet the two appointed elders, rising up in the midst of the people, set their hands upon her head, and weeping, she gazed up to heaven, for her heart had faith in the Lord. And the appointed elders said, while we were talking, we were taking a walk in the orchard alone. This one came in with two maids, and she shut the doors of the orchard, and she sent the maids away from her. And a young man came to her, who was in hiding, and he lay down with her. Furthermore, since we were in a corner of the orchard seeing this weakness, we ran up to them, and we saw them consorting together. And indeed, we were unable to catch him because he was stronger than us. And opening the doors, he leaped out. But since we had apprehended this one, we demanded to know who the young man was, but she was unwilling to tell us. On this matter, we are witness. The multitude believed them, just as if they were elders and the judges of the people, and they commanded her to death. But Susanna cried out with a loud voice and said, Eternal God, who knows what is hidden, who knows all things before they happen, you know that they have borne false witness against me, and behold, I must die. Though I have done none of these things which these men have maliciously invented against me. But the Lord heeded her voice. And when she was led away to death, the Lord raised up the Holy Spirit of a young boy whose name was Daniel. And he cried out with a loud voice, I am clean of the blood of this one. And all the people, turning back towards him, said, What is this word that you are saying? But he, while standing in the midst of them, said, Are you so foolish, sons of Israel, that without judging and without knowing what the truth is, you have condemned the daughter of Israel? Return to judgment, because they have spoken false witness against her. Therefore the people returned with haste, and the old man said to him, Come, sit down in our midst, and show us, since God has given you the honor of old age. And Daniel said to them, Separate these a distance from one another, and I will judge between them. And so, when they were divided one from the other, he called one of them, and he said to him, You deep-rooted ancient evil, now your sins had come out, which you have committed before, judging unjust judgments, oppressing the innocent, and setting free the guilty. Through the Lord declares, the innocent and the just you must not put to death. Now then, if you saw her, declare under which tree you saw them conversing together. He said, under an evergreen mastic tree. But Daniel said, truly you have lied against your own head. For behold, the angel of God, having received the sentence from him, will split you down the middle. And having put him aside, he commanded the other to approach. And he said to him, You offspring of Canaan, and not of Judah. Beauty has deceived you, and desire has perverted your heart. Thus did you do to the daughter of Israel, and they, out of fear, concerted with you. But a daughter of Judah would not tolerate your iniquity. Now then, declare to me under which tree you caught them conversing together. He said, under an evergreen oak tree. And Daniel said to him, truly you also had lied against your own head. For the angel of the Lord waits, holding a sword to cut you down the middle and put you to death. And then the entire assembly cried out in a loud voice, and they blessed God who saves who hope in him. And they rose up against the two appointed elders, for Daniel had convicted them by their own mouth of bearing false witness. and they did to them just as they had wickedly done against their neighbor, so as to act according to the law of Moses. And they put them to death, and the innocent blood was saved on that day. But Hilkiah and his wife praised God for their daughter, Susanna, with Jehoiakim her husband and all her relatives, because there had been found in her no disgrace. And so Daniel became great in the sight of the people from that day and thereafter. Glory be to our Holy Trinity, our God forever and into the age of all ages. Amen.
Oh, my.